Welcome back to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Kyle McKinnon. Centuries ago, in 1631, a group of Dutch settlers landed and built their home in what later became known as the town of Lewis, Delaware. Without those settlers, the Delaware we know today would likely be a part of Maryland or Pennsylvania. And in Lewis, the DeVries Monument honoring the Dutch colony and their settlement is finally getting a much-needed makeover. In this edition of History Matters, I spoke with Lewis Historical Society archivist Denise Clemens about the history of the DeVries Monument and its renovation. All right, Denise, let's unpack a bit of the history around the DeVries Monument. Can you walk us through that, if you would, what the monument informs visitors of and the group of Dutch settlers that the monument honors?
So the interesting thing about the monument is that it's done for DeVries when, in fact, he wasn't the one that actually put his feet on the ground here. But because he was the patroon or patron, the project to get people to the site, he's largely credited with being the one that settled the area. And the one thing that people are quite familiar with is that the settlement was very short-lived. In 1631, they arrived, and it was a group of about 28 men. And there was a misunderstanding with the Native Americans who were living nearby. They saw a tin plaque that was basically a coat of arms. And one of the men thought, oh, this would be a great thing to make pipes out of. So he took it, which greatly upset the settlers. And they expressed their concern to the men there. And what they did was they brought proof that they had eliminated the miscreant who had taken the tin plaque. And then the settlers got very upset that such a drastic punishment was meted out. And the next thing you know, the Native Americans come back and murder everybody. So the colony was completely destroyed. And again, DeVries shows back up once he learns that it's gone. So he comes back with to replenish their supplies and additional settlers, and doesn't stay. So this is a piece of the history that people are typically unaware of. And there are several people that believe the real person whose name should be on that is Peter Hayes, H-E-Y-E-S. But in fact, because DeVries got his name on the expedition, he's largely credited with having been the one that got the first settlement in what became the first town in the first state. I don't mean to confuse the issue, and my colleagues are always like, well, just you don't have to tell the details. But I think it's important to recognize that there were more people than just DeVries involved in getting the settlement in place. The other thing that happened is that over the course of decades, the colony, the location of where Lewis now is, was owned by the Dutch, owned by the English, owned by the British, bombed out, eliminated. And then finally, we had a settlement that stayed. And between the arguments of William Penn and Lord Baltimore, we finally came to an agreement that we didn't belong to Maryland and we didn't belong to Pennsylvania. We didn't belong to William Penn or Lord Baltimore, but that in fact, because of that original 1631 colony, Delaware predated either any of the other states and therefore deserved to be its own colony or state.
That is absolutely fascinating. Yeah, I think it would be safe to say that most people, coming across the monument would never. That's incredibly fascinating. Let's pivot to the monument itself as it stands at the moment. Can you describe for those that don't know, and we're obviously in a medium where people, there's no video here, they can't see it. As it stands at the moment, can you describe, where exactly the monument is in Lewis and what it currently looks like?
So if you travel down Pilottown Road from the heart of town, and you'll be basically traveling along the canal, which at the time was called Lewis Creek, although Lewis has had many names as well. It was Hornkill and all kinds of other names, but we're going to call it the Lewis Creek or the Lewis-Rehoboth Canal. And you get to a point past New Road on the right-hand side, you'll see it's a basically it's a granite monument that's about, I don't know, a couple feet wide, maybe 3 feet tall and 6 inches thick. And it's inscribed to describe the fact that here was the cradling of a state, that if it hadn't been for De Vries and his colony, that Delaware would not exist by itself. It was actually installed and dedicated in 1909. And then in 1972, it was on the National Register of Historic Places. And it commemorates the first permanent European presence in the Delaware Bay. I think it's on a cement slab with some ordinary little railing around it. It's challenging to get to. It's challenging to park nearby. And the plans to upgrade the site will make it a very, very appealing, attractive, and accessible location to admire the monument and some of the features that are being installed to reflect on both the Native American heritage as well as the bravery of the original settlers.
Right. And I do hope that there's, you know, mention of Hayes and all of that and outlining that story. I will say there was another cleanup effort in 2016 at the monument site, which resulted in the removal of many years worth of surrounding undergrowth. So it might seem obvious to some, but, you know, and you listed off some of the things, their accessibility, but why is it in need of a significant makeover and renovation right now?
Because it's really challenging to get to. It's on a curve of Gills Neck Road, so it makes parking dangerous. And because of the height of the slab on which the monument is stationed, you can't really walk up close to it and read it. So the new makeover will include lots of information and historical perspectives about the greater story of the settlement of Lewis. So it's not just going to be a tribute to De Vries, but also about the people that were there before he and that settlement showed up and what happened to the settlers and the subsequent things that were done to celebrate how Lewis came into being.
I'll also add listeners for, you know, these pictures, the renderings, what the site looks like right now. You can visit our site at DelawarePublic.org, visit the Greens page. But construction on the new site is expected to begin this fall and with completion likely by the end of the year. And renderings look really nice from what I've seen. The layout is much more open and welcoming and interactive in terms of public engagement. I love the strong incorporation of nature, too. And just how, again, it's just more accessible. The rendering definitely honors the monument in a way that seems, at least at how it looks, it seems it's just something that's not happening right now, you know. So as an official with the Lewis Historical Society, the archivist, what kind of impact do you think this will have, Denise, not only on the monument itself, but the public's understanding of what it represents and how it engages visitors?
You'll find placards and historic markers throughout the town, some of which are just standing in front of a building and you stand there and you read it and you get a sense of what it is talking about. Whereas this becomes a destination where there'll be seating, there'll be pathways, there'll be native plantings, and it really elevates the story about how the town came into being after such a disastrous beginning. And I think it's a chance for history to engage the visitor in the significance of what transpired before we ever showed up and built our vacation homes.
Right. And so Lewis will celebrate the 400th anniversary of the De Vries colony's creation in 2031. And the monument is expected to play a central role in those festivities. I'll get it on my calendar to circle back with you on all that. But this is a big deal for Lewis, too. I mean, it's you know, this is really where Delaware started, right? And the city and its residents deserve a monument that represents something as significant as the state's founding or essential founding to be really, really nice, simply put, and welcoming. Am I on base in saying that?
No, yeah, I think that's accurate. I think definitely. The welcome part is pretty important because otherwise you drive by and say, oh, that must be the monument, or I saw that on a postcard, as opposed to being able to get up close and personal, as well as get information about the surrounding history.
Thanks to Lewis Historical Society archivist Denise Clemens for showing us why history matters this week. And the Green heads to the finish line next with another batch of campus stories from student journalists at the University of Delaware. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.